Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
While school shootings have become commonplace in countries like the U.S., they remain something uniquely terrifying in others. On April 7th, 2011, the first school shooting to ever take place in Brazil began, and at its conclusion, saw the deaths of a total of 12 young students. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On the morning of April 7th, 2011, a day known as World Health Day in Brazil, 34 children between the ages of 12 and 14 became the victims in an unprecedented tragedy inside the Tasso da Silveira Municipal School in Relengo. Walking up to the elementary school that day was 23-year-old Wellington Menezes de Oliveira, who, identifying himself as a former student, a truth since he was there from 1999 to 2002, asked to see his school history and was granted access into the building. But instead of heading to the school's front office, he proceeded to the second floor, entered an eighth grade classroom, threw his bag onto the teacher's desk, and announced, "I came to give a lecture." He then pulled out two guns, and as the teacher, Lila D'Angelo, screamed out that he was going to kill everyone, he took aim and opened fire inside of the room. Though some were able to run with the teacher out of the now deadly classroom, others couldn't make it in time. Using a .32 caliber and .38 caliber revolver, one in each hand, a boy who managed to survive the horrors later said that it seemed like the gunman selectively shot and killed girls while seemingly only shooting the boys in an effort to immobilize them. 10 of the 12 children who perished during the school shooting were females, and in the first classroom alone, he took the lives of 13-year-old Larissa Martins, 15-year-old Jessica Guedes, 14-year-old Samira Perez, and 14-year-old Karine Chagas. Alan Mendez, just 13 years old, was shot in the hand, shoulder, and head, but somehow managed to escape the school and run a few miles before coming across police officers. Telling them what was happening and begging for their help, he didn't even realize that he was bleeding until he saw his own reflection. While the police rescued the boy and made efforts to get into the school, Wellington made his way to the second classroom where, thankfully, the teacher and some of the students had already evacuated upon hearing those initial gunshots. Unfortunately, though, some were too paralyzed by fear to move and became his next victims. Inside this room, six girls and two boys lost their lives. There was 13-year-old Mariana Roca, 15-year-old Milena Dos Santos, 15-year-old Luisa Paula, 13-year-old Larissa Adanazio, 14-year-old Bianca Roca, 13-year-old Anna Carolina, 13-year-old Igor Moraes, and 14-year-old Rafael Pereira. As children began running out of the school, two policemen patrolling the area were alerted by the chaos and made their way to the building. Wellington was already on his way to the third floor where teachers and students had barricaded themselves inside the remaining classrooms. As a Rio de Janeiro military policeman, Sergeant Marcio Alexandre Alves, stormed in and shot the gunman in the leg and stomach. Wellington fell down a flight of stairs and at the bottom realized that he was caught and placed the weapon to his own head. When the dust settled, a total of 22 children were seriously injured, and 12 lost their lives. With survivors confirming that the gunman's victims were mostly female, one student explained how, when he begged for his life, Wellington simply looked at him and said, "Relax, fatty, I'm not going to kill you." Another student, a 14-year-old girl, said she was playing dead after a shot to the arm, and when she accidentally opened her eyes, the perpetrator said, "Haven't you died yet? You're going to die because you're very pretty," and shot her three more times. The crimes committed by Wellington Menezes de Oliveira was the first non-gang shooting with a sizable victim count reported in Brazil, and was the first school shooting in the nation's history. In investigating the case, officers stated their belief that Wellington entered the school that day with every intention of taking his own life. Wellington, born July 13, 1987, was adopted as a baby and grew up in the Realengo neighborhood with five adopted siblings. His birth mother was the niece of his adopted mother's first husband, suffered from unspecified mental illnesses, and once tried to jump in front of a bus to take her own life while pregnant with her son. Accompanying his parents to the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses as a young boy, Wellington was described as quiet, a loner, and emotionally attached to his mother. He was the frequent target of schoolyard bullies, was teased mercilessly, had his clothes and himself thrown into the dumpster, head flushed in the toilet, and called Swing due to his limp, and Bottle Bottom because of his glasses. A lot of this harassment took place at the Taço da Saveria Municipal School. In a video recorded just 2 days before the shooting, Wellington stated, quote, "The struggle for which many brothers died in the past and for which I will die is not solely because of what is known as bullying. Our fight is against cruel people, cowards, who take advantage of the kindness, the weakness of people unable to defend themselves." Though this was thought to be his main motive, and despite not finding any concrete evidence of religious or political motives, investigators did find texts in his home suggesting that he was obsessed with terrorism acts and Islam, which he converted to 2 years before the murders. In letters, Wellington said that he attended the mosque in downtown Rio, studied the Quran for 4 hours each and every single day, and was associated with someone referred to as Abdul, who came from overseas and boasted about taking part in the September 11th attacks. In his last wishes, Wellington dictated his request to be buried following Islamic traditions and asked Jesus for eternal life and forgiveness. He did not have a criminal record, and when it came to motives beyond bullying he suffered, according to media reports, Wellington left a note at the school stating he was dying from AIDS. Whether or not this is true is unknown. Further investigations indicated that the .32 caliber he used that day actually belonged to a man who died back in 1994, and according to that man's son, had been stolen around the time of his death. apprehending two men who illegally sold the weapons to the perpetrator. The men said that Wellington told them he purchased the weapon for his own protection. The other weapon, despite the serial numbers being almost totally scratched off, was traced back to a man who was a former co-worker of Wellington's. He allegedly sold him the weapon, the speed loaders, and a huge quantity of ammunition. The school shooting sparked nationwide discussions about how safe Brazilian schools truly were, and the government, in reaction to the outcry, promised to advance a disarmament program from May 6, 2011 to the end of the year. And the three policemen who bravely responded to the shooting were each decorated, recognized, and promoted for their actions. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on April 8th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friend. And remember, stay safe.